Thank you.
Hey, welcome to the starting block here for another week. You got myself, Green Allen, and I'm joined by a man who's still wondering why Tim Cahill isn't starting for the Socceroos, even though they're already out of the tournament. My co-captain, Damo, how are we, sir?
Good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership on tavshow.com, Greeno.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having
us once again.
Actually, another week.
That's number two.
Tavshow.com, you mean?
That's three.
Thanks for being out there. So, Tim Cahill... So he didn't start, and what, we lost today, did we?
Or? I assume so, yeah, I know.
You assume so?
That's something I probably should have looked up. Now, once again, going to pull back the curtain because...
Open the kimono.
I realised as I started speaking that I had no topical reference in my head ready to go.
Oh, those are the best intros possible.
For how I was going to introduce you, and that's the first thing that popped in my head.
We've been doing this show for 7 years, roughly.
7 years, that's right, yeah, over 7 years.
Yeah, I know when we're on, when we're off to a fly, I know when it's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
Because this vibe... This vibe that's, you know, you're excreting right now, Greg.
Yeah.
This excreting vibe. It's palpable.
Mm-hmm.
I can taste it. I can smell it. I can see it.
Mm.
And I just know it's going to be an absolute killer.
I wouldn't get your hopes up, man.
It's a killer dilla.
I definitely wouldn't get your hopes up.
You wouldn't get your hopes up.
I haven't put together a very good show tonight.
What have we got? Have we got much sport content or too much?
Oh, not much. Enough? Not much at all.
Well, that's good. See, we're off to a fly.
We're off to a good start.
Now,
before we get to the show, Damo, point of housekeeping. Now, every week I come in and I have to kind of... Open up because this now it's the new revised version of the starting block where it's 100%
home studio. 100%
home studio. You know, the people want to know about us. The people want to know about, you know, our environment.
Hmm.
So last week I talked about your toilet duck. This week I want to talk about a different topic
that's happening in my bathroom.
Not just the bathroom, the household in general. Now, for the better part of what, the last 12 months, will you say you've been building said studio that we're recording?
Yes.
And you've gone all out, you know. You've got the blue screen, you've got the nice posters.
It's a green screen, by the way. Green screen.
It is green screen. I'm colorblind. Leave me alone. You got the nice foam. You got the lovely desk.
Yes.
We got the mic stands that I've managed to break 3 times when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
We got the banners.
That's why it's taken 12 months.
To refix
the repairs,
it,
greener.
All the stuff I cocked up.
Yeah.
We got the lights.
Mm.
We got laptops.
Well, everything's happening.
Everything's happening.
Everything's cooking in here.
Yet, for some reason, with all that work going on, you still don't have a working door handle. For a year now, we've had to put a gurney up against the door to keep the door shut whilst we record. So the lovely dog, Missy, doesn't come wandering in.
Yep.
Might want to work on the door
handle. The problem is it's a really old door handle, and so they don't actually make that specific size fitting thing anymore. So any replacement one you try to put on there, it has the same problem.
Yeah.
So I just gave up.
Yeah, fair enough.
I just gave up. I'm just going to put a deadlock on it.
Can I make a suggestion?
On the outside.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I'd go maybe some Greg Brady up in his attic.
Yeah.
Beads.
Oh, see, now you've got me. Now you've got me. Because you know.
This is the fixer, Damo. I know nothing about repairs.
Yeah, but you know about me. You know about me. You know I am a big fan of the beaded doorways.
The beaded doorway could be the better option for the back end of the studio.
Would you prefer, do you think it's better to go the beaded doorway or do you want the plastic sheets hanging down like a fish and chip shop?
Cerebral, dude. That was my next joke.
Yeah.
Option two.
Because I know you.
Fish and chip shop. Plastic sheets.
Yeah. If you surround yourself with rich sounding artifacts, then you're more than likely going to perform better.
Correct.
When it gets to the big show.
Remember the early 2000s? Power crystals, Damo?
Power crystals? No.
It was a scam at late night TV where basically you'd buy a crystal and if you held it in your hand, it released, you know, these magic powers into your body, into your chakras.
Oh, right. Into your chakras.
Right. And it was like it was magic, Damo. It was magic.
Right.
David Copperfield, eat your heart out. Have we fixed the sound issue? Is there a sound issue?
So.
Have we established
I can check
issue?
It right now, if you like.
We're going to check, are we?
Yeah.
It's quite a level of professional that we're going to do here.
There you go. We're right. We're rolling.
All good.
We're rolling.
The level of professionalism we've got here.
Excellent.
So that's point number one. Do we have anything else to discuss on the home renovations? We're just going to...
Oh, no. Are there any other tidbits you want to bring up live on air about my poor homekeeping performances, Greeno? Or should we just move straight on to more insulting stuff?
You know how I roll, man. I like to waste 7 minutes of listeners' time.
Is that only 7 minutes?
That was 7 minutes about a door handle.
Felt like a fucking eternity.
It did feel like an eternity.
There you go.
Well, we'll open up the show now, Damo, with content.
You got some story time for us?
Not so much story time. We're going to go... Oh, hang on, wait. We need to step back in time, so I have to do the music.
Yeah. There you go.
Music, to probably the last 3 months where me and you have had a battle. Where
a battle royale.
A battle royale.
An ongoing battle.
When it comes to Twitter followers.
A battle to the death, Greeno.
And
to be fair, it hasn't really been a battle. Like, I don't know any objective observer that would classify it as a battle.
A slaughter at this point.
Slaughter,
at this point it is.
Yeah, it's now, been very one-sided.
At the time we first started this thing, I was aiming to keep at the 500 mark because I kept on dipping below, above, below,
above. 498, 501, yeah. 499.
Like a, it was like a buoy, Damie.
Damie. That's getting very informal.
It's very informal.
I don't know if we're moved to that part of our relationship.
No, not quite.
No.
You're
going to be stroking my hair next.
The buoy goes up and down, up and down. That was like my Twitter followers around 500. At that time, you were sitting about 600 odd, and I'm like, well, I can chase you down.
You can chase me down.
We had Kimmy.
You were in the hunt.
I was in the hunt. We had Kimmy come in.
You brought Kimmy on board to be the pinch hitter for the Twitter followers.
Yep, get them back on board. And we had a nice little spurt. We got up to 530, 535.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, hang on. Now we're on the money. Now we're rolling. Now we're good.
With your little spurt.
And lo and behold, I see you send out a tweet throughout the week going, oh, you know, thanks people for getting me to 1,000. Like, whoa.
Hang on. How did this happen?
1,000? It was 600 a month ago.
Yeah.
So obviously only two possible options for that.
Yeah. What, you think I'm cheating?
I reckon spam followers.
Spam followers.
Or Russian hacks.
If you are a follower of at Boogie Bumper, just get in touch with Greeno. Just bombard his Twitter feed and just say, I'm not spam.
Well,
I'm not a Russian
hack.
Here's
the thing, Damo. The only way I can verify that is if I receive 1,000 and however many followers you
all
have.
All of them.
Every single person I need to verify. Unless I receive
I've got a better method. How about this? If you follow at the starting block, get in touch with me and let me know that you're real. Now we'll find out.
There's a challenge.
So if we don't get any responses, then I'll know all of yours are fake.
That's true. I don't hide it though, Damon. I don't sit there flaunting.
Don't hide it.
I don't sit there flaunting my 1,000.
Yes, you do. You just said you were in the hunt a few weeks ago. Oh, I'm catching up.
Catching up.
I'm in the hunt.
So that's that. So we'll keep you posted.
Sorry, Vlad.
I still want to say, anyone who follows at Boogie Bumper, you do need to tweet me. Just say, I am real.
No, you don't have to do that.
At the starting block.
You don't have to
no
do KDN.
That. No KDN. Don't forget to drop the K.
Are you prepared to call it yet, or do you still think you're in with a shot? Or
not yet, Damo, because I'm about to pull the ace out of my sleeve.
Oh, you've got an ace up your pocket.
New thing, Damo.
Yep.
New thing. It's a new show. It's a fresh show here on tvshow.com.
Every week.
Yeah. It's fresh. It's new.
It's fresh. It's exciting.
We got to get away from what we used to do on the radio.
We transcend genres.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to steal something that should have been on our radio show that we just chose not to do.
So we're going to steal it from our own radio show that doesn't exist anymore.
Correct.
Okay. Is that technically stealing?
Not really.
Or is that just utilizing an opportunity?
We're stealing it off other radio shows. That's my point.
Mm.
So what we're going to do here, man, is we're going to do blockhead power ranking. Are you familiar with the power ranking system?
No. You'll have. I know about the power couples.
Yeah.
Kimmy says she's real, by the way.
Okay, cool. Did you
she follows? She follows both of us though, so that cancels it out.
That cancels each other out.
So we'll take one off each of
us. That's a wash.
Yeah.
We're one apiece.
Scratch.
Technically, we have one follower each.
One follower each.
Verified.
No, wait.
I follow you.
You follow, and I follow you.
Ah.
So now that's two.
Two real followers.
We both have two genuine followers.
So
I know about the power couples.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they rate a power couple, though. Is it the amount of times you show up in the back end of a tabloid?
It may be. I'm actually not too sure how those
particular
power couples.
So if you add Brad Pitt plus Jennifer Aniston and they show up in the tabloid, you know, on average, 4 to 5 times per person per week, does that put you up in the rankings and you get higher in the power couple status?
Potentially.
Because was Brangelina was probably a higher caliber power couple than your Braniston, wasn't it?
Well, I guess you could say so.
Or Brennifer, however they said. Was it Brennifer?
Oh, no, I don't know.
You don't know? You're on top of this stuff normally. You love this garbage.
I don't like you always talking about
you know, celebrity gossip and shit. Red carpet events.
I'm not a fan of the mixed names. I'm not a fan of the Brangelinas and whatever it may be.
So you follow Hollywood culture and high society and the cultural pages of the women's magazines, but not to the point of picking up the nicknames.
Correct. I'm not a fan of the nicknames.
Okay. You want to keep it traditional.
I know, exactly, yeah. I think it's cheapening their love, Damon.
Yeah, because you've got principles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A power ranking is effectively, it's done more in the American sports.
Okay.
And basically it's where, you know, depending on any point in the season, they rank the top best, the top hottest teams right now.
Well, how do they do that though?
Well, they just kind of pick who's looking good at this time.
That's so it's a buddy ball?
A little bit. It's kind of like, you know, this person might be on the top of the ladder. However, they've lost 10 out of their last 15, so we're ranking this team better. So what we're doing here is we're doing the Blockhead Power Ranking. So,
Blockhead Power Rankings. So okay, I like where this is going.
I've collated a list of the...
I could see you've put a lot of work into this.
Well, not really, because we've got to come up with the list as we go. So...
That's backstage stuff.
It is.
You don't tell people that.
What
on
a real radio show would normally do is they'd come in with the list prepared, right? Yeah,
but they would normally have a team of peons and illegal immigrants and writers who used to work for Conan O'Brien coming up with this shit for
exactly.
them.
Exactly. But we're different here.
Well,
what
we
are we
don't.
Gonna do?
We're real.
We're gonna determine the list live on air. Because I think people need to understand the process, Damo. Okay, I don't want this coming down to subjectiveness or whatnot. People questioning why they got ranked 4 instead of 3.
Yes, indeed.
We've explained it all here. All right, so first of all, two quick asterisks to start the list.
Okay.
Considering James R. is technically our boss now.
Yeah. Well, not technically.
Well, he is. Yeah.
He is, yeah.
He's just locked in at number one.
I say he's number one on the starting block power rankings.
On the power rankings.
Do you think that's fair, though? Because, honestly, without us, i.e. the talent, would he even be in that position?
Should we take him off the list?
Completely.
Completely.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Because what's he done, really?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Like, he, you know what, he can put on his resume, I successfully got the starting block to TAVshow.com.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah, true.
And that's a two-way street. Like, we had to agree to it, you know, because we spoke after we flew over to Hawaii, Greeno, and we met with James R.
After, flew us in.
In his office at TAV
with
Studios. With the mint patties, yeah. That's how he got us on the plane. With the promise of more mint patties when we got there.
It was a real Hansel and Gretel situation.
It was a little bit, yeah, wasn't it? It was very sweet, though. The sweets were for everyone. Mm. Yeah, fantastic. So, after we got there and we came out of the meeting, we were like, you know, this is real talk. Yeah. Like, we're just going to be honest with the audience here. We're going to take the kimono off.
Yeah. And kimono's fully off now.
Yeah. Wow. And, I mean, we had offers coming in, didn't we?
Left,
like
right, and
Comedy
center.
Channel.
Yeah.
Right? You know, these kinds of places. Offering more money, but what we saw in TAVshow.com, Greeno, was a guy with, you know, not a very personable guy, not a very likable guy, but with a vision.
Yeah.
He had a vision, and he had cases of Mountain Dew.
That as well.
Cases of Mountain Dew.
Mm.
So we decided, like, okay, we're going to grow with this website.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to take this website to the next level, like we did with the former radio station, 2GLF.
Exactly.
Because they were in the doldrums when we walked in there.
That's it. Now,
so we are the fix. We live the fixers.
We are the permanent radio fixer.
Yeah, so we decided to go with it. It's a big risk, don't get me wrong.
It is.
You don't turn down the big networks every other day.
Not every other day, but this one, you know, with the promise of potential upgrades from Mountain Dew to Dr. Pepper,
I was like,
look, we've got to run with this.
Yeah, and not that sugar-free shit.
No, it's got to be the real stuff.
It's got to be the real stuff.
Definitely got to be the real stuff.
It tastes like garbage. Like, I'll take the Dr. Pepper and tip it down the toilet.
Yeah.
I don't care, but it's just the act of getting the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that's it. It doesn't matter. That's
the love.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yep.
All right, so James off the list.
Okay, he's off the list.
I'm glad we wasted 5 minutes talking about that.
Excellent. We got a lot of plugs in, though.
We did get a lot of plugs.
Are you still keeping count? That's got to be like 9 or 10
now. Easily 9 or 10. Well, my theory is, why are we counting? Shouldn't he be counting?
Well, no, he hires somebody to count.
Well, yeah, he can get his peons to count how many times we visit TAVshow.com on the show.
And if they're not available, just get the limo driver.
Yeah.
Like, while he's cruising around listening to the show.
Just, keep a little clock.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah.
Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
Good to go.
I mean, you know, a company like this, sometimes you've got to go above and beyond, and sometimes you've got to do two jobs and just not one.
Mm.
You know? So, if we can get the driver to also be the quality control, you know, program director.
Yep.
Now we're talking.
No, yeah.
Now we're saving the company.
That's
on top of everything. We're fixing everything.
BE unfortunately can't make the list because technically he's part of the show now.
Ah.
So had he not been submitting UK reports, would have been on the Blockhead Power Rankings.
That's right.
However, now considering technically he's part of the show, it's like putting ourselves on the list.
Yeah,
we can't do that. Unfortunately, BE missed out on the list.
Are you sure we can't put ourselves on a list? That would make more sense.
It would. We'll come back.
Especially since you're getting smashed in the Twitter stakes, Greeno.
Well, that's why we need to butter these people up, Damo.
Butter these people. Again, that's a backstage comment.
No. We've got to tell the fans.
You're going to tell the fans you're going to butter them up.
So here's the list I've got in no particular order, and then we can rank them.
Okay.
So we've got Kimmy. Kimmy's definitely on the list.
Kimmy would probably have to be number one.
Kimmy, I've put as number one here.
Okay.
You
put a number one on the list that you just admitted 5 minutes ago you haven't made yet.
Well, I've half written the list.
There you go. She just went to number one.
Kimmy's number one.
With a bullet.
Now, we've got a new Mary Kay who's come on board over the last week or so.
I noticed that.
And then we've got the original Mary Kay, the original Blockhead.
See, how long do we stick with tradition? Because the original Mary Kay was basically our only listener for about 12 months.
Yep.
and actually like wrote in and would say like how much she enjoyed the show and would engage.
Yeah.
And she was pretty much it. But how long do we stick with tradition? Like, does there come a time where you've got to shed your skin?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
And, like, rebirth?
Once again, fully removing the kimono.
Because then she got really big on Twitter and she hasn't spoken to us ever since.
Not, I don't think she's listened to our show since, no. She still tweets us back, but she's on the list.
I don't blame her. I just want to get that out there.
She's become too big for us.
Yeah.
We've got Ted Dabrowski, of course.
Ted Dabrowski, yeah.
We've got Supernova Pete Novakowski. We've got Lynn Brooks. And then we've got a couple of baseball/sporting fans in Mitch Delamonte and AJ Mithen, who retweets every single week. He retweets out our podcast.
Does he really?
Just to make sure he can go back and listen to it.
Well, that's surely got to get you in the top three of the power rankings. If you retweet this stream, you go straight to the top of the list.
That's my theory. All right, so here's what I'm thinking.
Okay,
I'm putting Kimmy number one.
Mm.
Kimmy number one because of that reason. She retweets, she promos, she gets me followers.
Yep.
Blockhead Power Rankings, Kimmy number one.
Okay.
I've got AJ Mithen at number two for the simple fact every week he listens to the podcast.
Does he really?
He retweets it, he sends out the stream.
That's fantastic.
I've got him number two.
Okay.
Even though he's been quiet the last couple of weeks, his long track record, I think, put Ted Dabrowski at number three.
Is he on the gear?
There's no doubt he's on the gear.
There's no doubt.
I can just lock that in.
Yeah.
Oh, from there, now I'm a little
now
bit...
Now it gets
four.
Tricky.
Now it gets tricky.
Yeah.
I'm putting Mary Kay, the new one, at number four.
New Mary Kay ahead of old Mary
with
Kay.
With a bullet, for the simple fact I've seen extra promos for our show.
Really?
Over the last week, talking about how amusing we are. Admittedly, she liked BE's segment.
Did she
and
really?
Not much of our shtick.
Okay.
But I'll put that aside.
Yeah.
I'll put her there.
Yeah, because that would normally... I mean, if you rate the special guest higher than the host, in my book, just generally, and this is coming strictly from a professional radio experience timeline of about nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
If you put the guest ahead of the host in terms of popularity, in terms of importance, in terms of affinity with the audience, generally what happens is you get banned from any power ranking scenario.
Generally.
And the guest normally gets banned from the show.
Yeah.
Because you can't have the guest outrating the host.
That's why we had to get rid of BE in the first place.
That's like reversing gravity.
Yeah.
Like, that would be like if you pour a drink and the drink just starts floating up in the air. You can't have that. It would change reality as we know it if we endorse that kind of behavior. That's a risk.
I'm still putting her there.
Okay.
Still putting her there nonetheless.
Okay.
From there, I'm torn, and I'm going to have to bump the original Mary Kay down another one.
This is incredible stuff.
I'm going to put Mitch Delamonte at five, and reason being is...
This is riveting radio.
This is so solid. Wasting people's time, David.
This is the best segment we've ever done.
He's there. He's the one.
That's telling you something.
It is. Yeah. He's there. He's the one that got us the Blue Sox gig.
Should we have run this list past James R., the CEO and owner of TAVshow.com, before we decide to put it to air?
You can touch this.
You can touch base?
Yeah, you can touch base. Yeah, he'll be fine.
We'll get some feedback, do you think?
Yeah, maybe we'll get some feedback.
Open a dialogue.
From there, I'm going to go Supernova.
Yeah, Supernova Pete Novakowski.
Because he's been listening a fair bit. Then I'm going to go Mary Kay, the original. And unfortunately, Lynn's the end of the current list. But still made the power rankings.
Yeah, still in the top 10.
Need to see more retweets of the podcast and the stream from you, Lynn.
From Lynn.
And that'll shoot you back up. So the challenge has been... The challenge has been set to these 10 lovely blockheads.
So you're basically shaming the audience.
No.
Into giving you shameless promotion. Because this is all part of your strategy to catch up on the Twitter followers, isn't it?
Very much so. We've wasted 20 minutes of people's time.
Because you're like, I've retweeted our show. But it's really not our show. It's your Twitter account.
It's my Twitter account. It's my time.
Shameless.
It's not shameless.
Shameless.
Also, tweet us back and let us know, do you ever want to see that dumbass power ranking segment back
again? We've got some comments in the chat, Greeno. KeyWizard1 says, I'm bringing Saki.
Oh, hang on. KeyWizard1. Are you on Twitter, though, KeyWizard1?
Yeah, KeyWizard1's on Twitter.
Do they follow the starting block?
I'm not sure. See, that's a prerequisite of getting on the power
rankings. Because this isn't the Boogie Bumper power rankings.
No.
This is the starting block power rankings.
The starting block power rankings, yeah.
So, solely based on the promo.
KeyWizard gave us a super heart.
Oh.
Super heart. That's got to get you into the top 10, surely.
That sneaks you in behind Lynn Brooks at the moment there.
Yep.
So, KeyWizard1, adding him to the power rankings list.
There you go. In the power rankings, KeyWizard.
Doesn't take much to get in there. We proved it.
Simsoak says it's not fair because he can't retweet. Is there another option? Now can we discuss options for people who can't retweet? What of them? Like, how do they get on the power rankings?
Let's clarify, how come he can't retweet?
I don't know. He might be banned from Twitter or something. I'm not sure.
It's a Twitter ban thing. It's only through Periscope.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Yeah. You got to come up with something a little more creative. How about writing the starting block on your chest and taking a selfie with a celebrity and then sending us the picture and we'll retweet that?
There we go.
Yeah.
Now we could be talking.
Would that get into the top 7 or 8?
But if they don't even have Twitter, then how are they going to send it to you on Twitter?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's true.
That's a problem. We have to find a different form of communication other than the Twitter.
It's Kimmy's birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've given you present enough. We put you one in the power
number
rankings.
Number one in the power rankings.
I don't know how much.
You'll never get anything better than that.
No, exactly.
No, right. Nothing.
Nothing's going to beat that.
Not even the love of from your children will match number one on the power rankings.
No, not at all. No. What presents did you pick up aside from being number one on the power rankings there, Kimmy?
Yeah, let us know where you got.
Intrigued to know. It's never polite to ask a lady's age.
He's permanently banned on Twitter.
Permanently banned?
So you should get on the power rankings just for being a perma-ban. Because we don't have many perma-ban followers.
Yeah, but it doesn't help. The block. That's the point.
It does. He's on Periscope. He's watching on Periscope.
He's listening to our show.
Yeah, you just don't want to give him any power rankings because it doesn't aid your shitty little quest to get more Twitter followers.
More Twitter followers. That's right.
You're shameless, mate.
But I'm not hiding it. Like your Russian hack bots thing that got you up to 1,000. Different story. All right. Well, I reckon we take a break and we'll come up with a way to get this man solely on the power rankings and a way we can celebrate Kimmy's birthday.
Done.
Now with less than 3% sport content, it's The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. One of my Russian bot Twitter followers there doing the voiceovers for us, Greeno.
Oh, really? Nice one.
That's how I got him on board.
That's the way.
Got him on board. If we can get the Russian bots to retweet the block, though, but just not follow.
Just don't follow.
That's the key. Don't follow at the starting block. Just retweet it.
Quick update on the power rankings, Damo. These things are fluid, right? Pretty fluid.
Yeah. Like gender.
Yeah. Key Wizard has jumped up to 4.
Really?
In the space of, you know, a minute and a half.
Wow.
Reason behind it. Got on the follow, retweeted to the show to his 3,600 followers.
Wow.
So straight away, rockets up to 4.
Rockets up to 4.
Welcome aboard.
So who did Key Wizard displace?
Key Wizard just displaced Ted Dabrowski.
Ted Dabrowski.
Sorry, Ted.
He's not going to be happy, especially since he's one of my co-hosts on the Common Discourse podcast, Greeno.
How many different podcasts?
So now I'm going to. So now, see now what you've done. Like, see, it's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. And Key Wizard gave us another super heart, by the way.
Bam.
It's a good thing that we Key Wizard got on board, did the follow, did the retweet, getting the name out there, right?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Mm. The bad thing is, you've now displaced Ted Dabrowski, the voice of reason, Adam J, who I will have to sit across from at this very desk, and he's an angry, drunken Polish man.
Yeah, but you know.
See, nobody considers my safety in all of this. That's, you know what? That's like the heartbreaking part of it.
Mm.
So I get like the short-term gain in your goal to get more Twitter followers than me, which let's be honest, it's going to take a miracle.
It will be a miracle. Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, long-term. You know, you're putting people at risk when you promote the show.
That is true.
Yeah.
Quick final note on Twitter, because I'm sick of talking about it and we've wasted 28 minutes.
I would be too.
Is looking at the followers, then looking at the content.
Yeah. And what quality content we're bringing. We're talking about Twitter followers for 20 minutes.
But if I'm looking at your content. I think before I hopped on this show, I checked the feed, see if there's anything new and topical I can discuss.
Yeah.
And you were retweeting stories about child porn.
Mm.
That apparently brings in the followers.
Well, you know, smut is a burgeoning market, Greg.
Kind of, criminal smut.
Criminal.
That's what seems to work, apparently.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if it would work with your online persona, though.
Probably not.
And I may report you just to clinch this Twitter war.
Get it done.
By the way, if you want to get in touch with us on the Twitter, at the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end. Also on stream.me, Greeno. Also on YouTube, at the starting block. And also the podcast, thestartingblock.podbean.com. And of course, thanks to James R., the CEO and owner, you can find us live every single week on tavshow.com.
All right, fine.
I like stories about pinatas.
It's about time.
It was meant to be the start of the show, but we forgot to do that.
Oh, because we've got so much quality content. We just have to push everything else back.
Everything else got pushed back.
By half an hour.
Interesting. We went out for a farewell lunch last Friday.
Okay. Who was leaving?
One of my teammates, my boss, actually.
A boss.
My boss was on the leave. And
What's the farewell lunch like with the boss? Is it 50-50? Oh, it's sad to see you go on 50-50. God, I'm glad that prick's out of here.
No, well, we actually quite liked her, so it was just sad to see her go.
You did. Did everyone?
Everyone did. That was the thing. Everyone was very disappointed she left. And I kind of was more frustrated when I realized how much of her work I had to take on as at Monday.
Yeah,
so it was more
nasty.
Like, please come back.
Please come back.
But we took her out for lunch anyway. We went to this lovely restaurant in Barangaroo.
Where the new casino is getting built.
That's correct. So we thought, oh, we'll head out there. We'll have a nice meal. It was a Turkish restaurant, I believe.
Turkish restaurant
that I'd seen on...
Surely you don't take the boss for a Turkish feed.
No, this thing was like five-star Turkish food. Like,
is there such a thing?
It was delicious, man. Literally one of the best meals I've ever had.
Really?
Absolutely amazing.
I know the Turkish coffee is quite famous.
We didn't have a coffee. Just to put it out there.
Did you have a baklava?
We did not have a baklava.
Is that Lebanese or Turkish?
I think
baklava?
That's Lebanese, I believe.
Okay.
We'll have to look into that.
Because the Turkish do kebabs. Was it just a kebab caravan?
There was no kebab caravan, no. You
took her to a dirty kebab caravan.
There you go. Welcome, boss.
With three-month-old oil.
Thanks for coming.
In the vat.
But the dude comes out. He runs through the menu. He talks about how, you know, there's cold, there's hot. You know, here's what he recommends. You do the four starters. You do two colds. You do two dips.
He said it this way, didn't he? This is what I've got to do for you because I like you. I think you look like a good group. So this is what I'm going to do for you, my friend.
Here's exactly what happened.
Two starters, four mains.
$4,000.
It's a beautiful deal, mate.
That's a good deal. We have a look. You do the two dips. You do the two small starters. They're small. Then you go the four mains are all share plates. Yeah. So you go the two
four
in the,
share plates, two starters.
Two starters, you do that, you do four of those, you do four of the big ones,
four
and
the
then
big
between
ones.
The two people, you share them, and it's all good. Would you like some wine? We'll get some wine out, shall we? Have you tried Turkish wine yet? I'm like, oh no, we haven't tried Turkish wine. He goes, well,
let me tell you, you're going to absolutely love this Turkish wine,
that's
my
exactly
friend.
What
I'm going to do a very special deal for you and your friends here. You're going to love the Turkish wine. You're going to come back, you'll tell all your friends, we'll get you two starters, four mains. It's going to be beautiful,
that's
my
beautiful.
Friend.
He's like, we'll get the starters.
We'll do your very special
would
deal.
Would you like to taste? I've got two Turkish wines. You can taste them beforehand. Yeah. Well, yeah, that'd be good. Get the Turkish wines. That have
just put a straw in the bottle.
A sip. So we all had a bit of a sip of the first one. Well, okay, yeah, that one's not bad. And we had a sip of the second one. Second one was pretty shit.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, yeah, I think we preferred the first one.
What's the grape variety that's big in Turkey? See, I like that. You're the only guy that I know that would go to an expensive restaurant for a five-star meal, get offered wine, and then not even take any notice whatsoever of what the type of wine actually is.
Well, you let me finish my story.
Is it wine? Is it red?
It was red.
Okay, close enough.
It was a red, that'll do. Red wine. So anyway, he goes, oh, you know, which one did you prefer out of the two? We're like, oh, there was five of us. And we're like, oh, we think we preferred the first one, blah, blah. No worries, we'll get a bottle. And then
you bring a bottle, it'll be very good, make you a special deal.
As he walked away, we're like, whoa, hang on. Firstly, did we order that? Secondly, what's the price on this thing? So we're looking for a waitress, and we're like, and the lady brought out the bottle. She's like, here you go. And we're like, no.
It was already opened?
Not open yet, thankfully. And I said, hey, before you open that, quick question. The guy,
At a going away luncheon for the boss, though, Greeno, doesn't the company pay?
No, we had to pay for it ourselves.
Oh, that's stingy. I'm already stingy.
Well, I'm stingier now because as soon as they told us it was $74 for the bottle, we're like,
is that all?
Send it back.
$74 isn't much.
I don't have that kind of money.
What, you were going to pay for the whole bottle?
Yeah, we had to get the whole bottle. Okay. So I was like, well, no, I'm not going to do that.
Couldn't
so
you chip in?
So send it back. The filthy look the original guy gave us when he heard that we'd send it back. And he came over and we're like, we're just getting these drinks.
What's the matter, mate? Don't you like the wine?
He comes over and he goes, we're like, we end up not getting the wine. He goes, I heard. Fuck off, mate. I'm sick of talking, man. You can read the UK report this week.
Okay, what do we got?
I'm going to put it up
here. What's he sent for us? Okay. The sex doll company Greeno, Love Doll UK, based in Gateshead, it's a good head in Gateshead, was offering the opportunity to try before you buy, has now been fined $10,000 over the lack of sexual establishment license. How's that? So they've been fined for running an illegal brothel, basically.
With love dolls.
With sex dolls.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Because wouldn't a prostitute be defined as a human being, more often than not a female, engaging in sex work?
We'll look into that. BE, look into that for next week.
Look into that for us. YouTube prankster Jay Swingler of Wolverhampton has been saved by five firefighters after cementing his own head in a microwave. They're dirty. I wonder if he was at the sex doll retreat. That would make sense to me. Katie Price, a.k.a. Jordan, has been reunited with daughter Princess after ex-husband Peter Andre's month-long ban over party lifestyle. For 35-year-old listeners, control yourselves. Andre's hit Mysterious Girl is available on Australian iTunes for $1.69, Rita.
How about, another thing, a bit more homework for BE.
Yep.
How much is Funky Junkie?
How much? Yeah, because that was the bigger hit, wasn't it?
That was a big hit in my mind.
The Funky Junkie.
That's the one. So 2 bits of homework. Find out if you have to be human to be considered a prostitute in the UK. And
we put him on the big cases.
And then second point, find out about the cost of Funky Junkie.
Funky Junkie. Golden Girls facts, Greeno?
Teasers?
Teasers?
After the break,
okay.
I reckon.
Okay.
Public Radio's loss is TAVshow.com's gain. Welcome to the starting block.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Apologies for the sound issues. Don't know what's going on there. Well, see, this is what happened.
No,
this is what happened.
What's going on here?
We don't. We've got no idea. It's a mystery to the universe, and it will go on unsolved until the end of time.
Part of your sabotage of my Twitter followers is before our show. You decide to fuck around with the settings.
Yay! Don't forget to beep that out.
Beep, yeah. So now the audio's all stuffed up. Do it before your own show.
Can't take that risk.
Don't do it before our one.
This is the testing ground.
Killing me.
We're gonna rename this Guinea Pig FM.
Yeah.
GPFM on the TAVshow.com.
On the block. Yeah. It's the part of the show, Damo, where we live up to our name as a so-called sports show.
Yeah, but only for 3%.
Only for 3%. Don't get me wrong. There's no actual like hardcore content in here.
Good.
It's all filler.
Fantastic.
State of Origin happened on Sunday night.
Don't forget
night.
To get back around to the Golden Girls, though.
No, that's still there, man.
That's key.
I'm going to save that before
that's
we go.
That's vital.
I'm going to keep the listeners dangling for the Golden Girls
facts.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're all hanging on the edge of their seat.
They're definitely hanging on the edge of their seat.
What's that line? We'll sell you a ticket for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Mm. Oh, you missed this bit from BE's UK report about the guide to how to deal with the World Cup and make it tolerable.
Oh, okay.
Take a fuckload of drugs, apparently.
Oh, is that right?
That's how they're doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the number one suggestion on how to enjoy the World Cup.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Scientifically backed, is it?
Do you reckon we can delete that?
Yeah, you better bleep out that swear word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, State of Origin happened earlier in the week, Damo. Queensland finally lost.
Yeah.
It happens.
Wow.
They did it in New South Wales of
Who cares,
sorts.
Really?
They choked and they're blaming their halfback.
Yeah.
So
who was the halfback this year?
Ben Hunt,
was it?
Ben Hunt was this week. He
should have been Cherry Evans, shouldn't it?
Yeah, should have been, but he's on the outer because apparently a bit of a douche.
Bit of a douchebag.
Bit of a douche. Will never be selected for Queensland again.
Is that right?
That's how it goes.
Really?
Yep, really.
Okay.
But
he's a good player.
I'm sure he is, but apparently, big douche.
Okay. So apparently douchebaggery is, goes above on the priority list instead of winning.
I tell you how he must be one of the biggest cockheads going around because I saw some of the fuckwits in that team.
Hey, beep that out.
I was trying to work out who was worse. Josh Maguire, Will Chambers.
What's wrong with Josh Maguire?
Absolute fuckwit.
Greeno. See, this is why we have sound issues.
This is what sound issues.
Yeah. We keep pumping the censorship buzzer through the system every 5 seconds.
Sure.
Blowing up my circuitry.
Now, Queensland, where we obviously knew exactly, they were never going to win. They went in with no chance for the simple fact, no Glasby. Pete, to put him in the squad, didn't make the 17.
See, we predicted this. If there's no Glasby, there's no winning.
They haven't won a game.
The great Glasby.
Without Glasby since 2016.
Excellent. Fact.
You also had the... well done to New South Wales. Oh, hang on, wait. I've got to do this as well before I quickly forget.
Seems to be the hardest it's a sorry book, Greeno.
It's a sorry book.
It's been a while since we've had a sorry book.
That is. I think, unfortunately, I have to do it. If we, once again, step back in time.
Yep.
To when Freddie Fiddler was announced as the coach for New South Wales.
Right.
And we talked about... It was a farce, Damo.
It's a farce.
It's a farce.
Farce.
They're trying to nip in the bud the drinking culture, Damo.
Oh, yeah.
How's Freddie gonna fix that? The New South
Freddie's
Wales
a raging alcoholic.
Yeah. Apparently not. Sorry, book for Freddie.
Yeah.
Got him up.
Really? Yeah, well, there you go.
Well done there.
Well done, Fred.
Now, it was also the inaugural Women's State of Origin on Friday night.
There was a bit of a drama because two of the women players from Queensland and State of Origin, for our American listeners, they won't understand this rivalry. There's three games of rugby league every single year. It's a series, and it's the two states that play rugby league, Queensland versus New South Wales. Kind of like an all-star game.
Pretty much. It is the all-star game.
It is the all-star game.
The best of the best going head-to-head.
But it's more serious than the all-star game.
Yeah.
Like, the all-star game, they kind of muck around. They don't really care too much.
This is the pinnacle. This is like the
World
Series.
They kill each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, they literally try to kill each other in this game. So, you know, there was the women's rugby league game, which I'm not a fan of women's sports. I've put that on the record many times. Mm. Doesn't bother me to say so because it's terrible. And so, but they played the women's rugby league game. And then after the game, there was a big controversy because one of the New South Wales players kissed one of the Queensland players, like a passionate kiss, because apparently they're going out.
Yeah, they're together.
They're together. They're dating. But see, I didn't think it was that much of a controversy because let's be honest, Greeno, two women kissing doesn't really upset rugby league fans.
No,
generally speaking.
Generally.
But, of course, they have to manufacture this outrage. So they put it, like, on all the news.com sites and they're all like, oh, an outrage. Everybody's getting upset about these two girls kissing. But all I could see was a whole bunch of meathead jockey rugby league fans looking at this picture of two girls kissing going,
I think it went two different ways, Damo.
I've become a fan of female sports all of a sudden. I didn't know they were going to be doing this.
I would have bought a ticket. You did have some of the meathead men outraged. Because you had half of that and then half of them were outraged.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to go on Pornhub and whack one off to lesbian porn.
Straight because they were
after.
Inspired.
They're like, well, I'm outraged by it.
Got to get that rage wank out. I'm so upset. So darn upset over this. I'll show them. Pornhub.com.
All right, that's...
This will show them.
That's got to be our new intro. Got to get that rage wank out there. We have to do this as a podcast. That's solid.
Kimmy's asking, do you even hate beach volleyball? Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No.
I don't care.
Okay. Whatever. Okay. I'll tell you who does love the women's football, though, Damo.
Yeah. Pornhub.com.
Pornhub.com, for sure. The fans.
Oh, fans love their women's football, Greeno. Was it on Thursday night?
It wasn't on Thursday. It was on Friday night. However, here's a nice little fun ratings fact for you, Damo.
Yep.
Women's State of Origin. Outrated what the average Thursday night footy.
Yes! Yes!
That's how much fans love their Thursday night footy. Women's State of Origin outrated the Thursday night
footy.
And it
wasn't just because of the promise that there might be a little bit of same-sex hanky-panky going on.
No.
Because they didn't know that.
That was the surprise.
That was the cherry on top, the icing on the cake. Yep.
That was the, what do they call it? The hidden gem.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, let's...
Easter egg is the phrase I'm looking for. I'm off my game today.
You are. I just want to cast people's mind back to the little Twitter war, because I think we were still doing the radio show when this happened, the Twitter war that you had with the guy about the ratings for Thursday night football.
Yeah.
Because we do a running gag on this show where whenever Thursday night football's played, we bring up the rankings and it show all of the shows that beat Thursday night football, because Thursday night football, nobody likes it.
Yep.
Everybody hates it. But Greeno got into a Twitter war with this guy who was just making up facts. Yeah. He was saying, oh, no, it's you know, this is the ratings. And Greeno's like, well, here's the ratings.com.
Yeah.
Like, where am I getting this wrong? Can you explain it to me? He's like, no, mate. You're just wrong.
Here's a tweet where it said 800 watched. And I'm like, well, that's a tweet. Great.
Yeah. So speaking of rage wanks, I reckon that guy's going to be having one tonight when he realises that the Women's State of Origin rates higher than the Thursday night rugby league.
That's the one.
There you go.
I don't know whether I could bother. Do we do NRL court dates? It's former NRL.
Yeah, go on.
We'll quickly pop it out very
bit
quickly.
Of court dates.
Origin star Luke O'Donnell has been charged with assaulting a female police officer in an alleged domestic violence incident.
See, why do they...
Why is this on Women in League round?
Yeah, well, what? Yeah, exactly. Don't you hate all these rounds?
Yeah.
These rounds.
You've got Indigenous round, you got Women in League round.
They just had the Harmony game in the AFL.
You got Anzac rounds.
Yeah.
Everything's just a way to flog a different jersey.
Yeah, it's incredible. Why do they have to make a distinction? Because isn't hitting a police officer a crime? Do you get more time if it's a female police officer?
Yeah, because it's domestic violence.
So he was with a female police officer.
I'm assuming so.
And she was off duty.
Yeah, I guess so.
And they were, engaged in domestic dispute.
Bit of a dick move, anyway.
It's pretty dumb.
dick!
By Channel 9, though, because they put this tweet out an hour before Origin and then hashtagged it, Origin Star! Well done.
Fantastic.
Well done. AFL review demo, just talk about Jezza Cameron having an absolute brain fade.
Yeah, because some idiot stuck his head in the way of Jez's elbow.
Yeah, exactly. It's not Jez's fault.
No.
He's got a big elbow.
Jeremy Cameron in the AFL jumped up, threw his elbow out, knocked a guy clean out. There was blood pouring out of his mouth. Mm. He had to be stretched it off in a neck brace. Spent the night in hospital with slight bleeding on the brain.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just it was only slight bleeding on the brain. So I say, weak as piss!
Yeah.
But he got 5 weeks suspension for that. It's cruel. It's unjust. And really, let's be honest here. I mean, if you go around headbutting people's elbows, Greeno, you should be the one that's getting punished.
Exactly. It's his
as soon as he was escorted out of hospital the next day, he should have been right there in front of the tribunal getting like a 4-month ban.
Mm.
You know, just kick him out for life.
Yep.
Kick him out for life for stupidity, for getting in the way of Jezza Cameron's elbow.
Correct.
Yep.
Here's a bit of AFL court days for you, Damo.
Okay.
But Shannon Grant, former AFL star, jailed for 6 months for beating his ex-girlfriend because he suspected her of speaking to other men, Dana.
Ah, so it's another domestic violence situation. I guess we're going to have another women in AFL round.
We better have another women in AFL round.
Just to show everybody that we love women.
That's a pretty small tolerance.
We've got all of these athletes going around beating up women. How do we fix this? I know. Let's have a women in sport round and tell the world how much we celebrate women.
Correct.
Yeah.
And how do we celebrate that?
Yeah.
Make them wear a ribbon.
Yeah, make them wear a ribbon.
Put them in pink.
Hopefully they can kiss.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so. That
then you got something. Then you'll actually get guys interested in it.
Mm.
In the product that you're selling.
The causation of this intrigues me a little bit.
Yes.
Like, when it says suspected her of speaking to other men.
Yeah.
Just in general conversation.
General,
like, you know, is she not allowed to the servo going,
20 bucks on pump number four.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's got issues.
Yeah, good luck in jail there, Shannon. He's a good looking man. He's going to get a lot of attention.
Oh, dear.
Let's talk a little bit of World Cup, Damo. Did you do that soundbite for me?
No, I didn't. What soundbite? Which one?
The one I tweeted you about last week. I said you could do that for the World Cup.
Oh, yeah. No, I missed it. You got to text me.
All good.
Okay.
I tweeted you and you replied back.
Did I?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, I've been incredibly busy fucking up the sound card.
Sounding for me.
Sorry, you better beep that out.
Yeah, all good. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Busy messing with the sound settings.
Aussies are out. Who would have thought? Not so much surprised because that's how, you know, social media and the Australian media works in general.
Yes.
They're like basically surprised that Australia got knocked out in the first round. Yeah. Let's remember, we struggled to even qualify.
Oh, yeah. We only
against
just scraped
the might of Thailand.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why we get bundled out.
Don't be snippy. Thailand is a football powerhouse, Greeno.
It is, yep.
Well, apparently.
Yeah. Soccer and ping pong balls.
Okay.
Famous as Thailand.
Fair enough.
But all the talk this week had nothing to do with the actual round ball game. It had to do with how Lucy Zelich pronounces names.
Oh, right.
I.e., correctly. Literally. People were up in arms going, why does she say the names like that?
Can't because you Aussie it up a bit?
Because she was pronouncing them correctly.
Ah, okay. So, see, because they're big shoes to fill. Who was the guy?
Les Murray.
Les Murray.
And that's why she did it. She had
in
to come
honor
out,
of Les.
She had to come out and do like a 10-minute segment to explain why she did this.
No, she did. She didn't have to.
Well, she didn't, but
she didn't
did
have
anyway.
To. Let's not put that order of
this story's been
on
going
it.
For 4 days, Damo.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of bullshit stories,
that's soccer for you, Greeno.
Yeah.
You know what can we talk about? We can't talk about the game too much.
No.
I know. Let's talk about the woman presenter and the way she pronounces names.
That's all they had to talk about
for 4 days.
A week. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Speaking of
at least in the AFL, we're elbowing each other's heads off.
That's it.
Getting carted away to hospital in neck braces.
Gives you some content.
That's something to talk about.
Obviously, not much to talk about in the cricket because yesterday the biggest story in cricket was Steve Smith having a beer in New York by himself.
Was he really?
You know, I don't know if you didn't see
the
that.
Australian cricket captain's over in New York.
Not surprisingly, the Daily Telegraph said Steve Smith.
Surprised he's not being mobbed on the street.
Exactly. In the headline was Steve Smith looking sad and alone, drinking by himself in a New York bar. Last time I checked, that's a good time.
Yeah.
I've got
What are the odds you're the Australian cricket captain? You go to the one place on earth where you're sure nobody's going to recognise you, and it just happens to be some idiot there, some expat probably, who just happens to snap you just at the inopportune moment when you're looking your glummest.
Some paparazzo.
Gee, it's depressing, isn't
harassing
it?
Harassing Steve Smith.
Yep.
Which brings us to the cricket. We still haven't won a game.
Yeah.
0-5 whitewash in the one-day international series, which takes Justin Langer's current record to 0-5.
Fantastic.
Tim Payne's record, 0-6.
Owen Wilson, 0-5.
Apparently, they're playing T20s today.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Yep.
Michael Slater has been announced to go to Seven. Well, that pretty much assures I won't be watching Seven's coverage.
Come on, burn through it, burn through it. I'm We're in overtime.
NBA Awards.
Got to get to the Golden Girls.
NBA Awards, Damo. James Harden won the MVP. Oh, hang on, wait.
Did he really? Congratulations.
I have a stat man on this. Hang on. Okay.
What do you got for us?
I'm a stat man.
Yeah, you talk about, you know, LeBron being overrated, being a douche, etc.
Well, I don't think he's overrated. I think he's a great player, but I just don't like him.
Here we go.
He's a douchebag.
Tweets and replies. All right, so basically, LeBron James, here's the stats. Okay. James Harden won the MVP. Games played this year. LeBron James, 82. James Harden, 72. So LeBron played 10 more games.
So what?
Points scored. LeBron had 70 more points scored than James Harden.
Mm.
Rebounds. LeBron had twice as many rebounds, 709 to James Harden.
Yeah, but Greeno, you can have all these stats coming out your arsehole as much as you want. The main stat, the most important stat, the most vital stat, Greeno, is who is the bigger douchebag? And I'm afraid LeBron James is far and above the biggest douchebag in the NBA. Therefore, James Harden, congratulations. Well earned.
MVP,
absolutely fantastic stuff.
LeBron James had 130 more assists than James Harden this
year. I couldn't
care less. Had a 10% better field goal percentage.
Couldn't care less. It's easy to be the best player in the team when the rest of the team are all janitors.
Had 18 triple-doubles compared to
didn't you
James
say
Harden
the rest before? Of the Cavs are all janitors?
They are.
So he's the only one doing all the work. No wonder he's getting these stats.
Well, last year, Russell Westbrook won the MVP doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, but he's not Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook's probably a nice bloke.
James Harden run the MVP.
Golden Girls, Greeno.
Not quite yet. Ben Simmons run Rookie of the Year, and no one cares about any of the other awards. I don't know. You'll be happy. We're going out with a bang.
Okay.
Actually, where did I put that Golden Girl story?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I knew it
was going to happen.
We're all good.
It's a disaster.
We're all good. Don't worry. Rest of the world. We're going to go out the line.
You just lost 25 followers on Twitter.
Oh, no. I'm going to get them back.
You're going to win them back?
Hot toss
off the press.
I don't know if you saw this one, David.
What do you got for me?
Bit of Kyrgios hot toss.
Kyrgios.
Nick Kyrgios has been fined for simulating a sex act during the semi-final loss. He jerked off a water bottle.
He was rage-wanking. Yes!
But managed to squirt as well out of the water bottle.
Did he really?
That was the piece of resistance. He didn't just jerk it off. He made sure he squirted a bit of water at the end.
See, this is the pedestal that we put our Australian sports stars on.
Yeah.
He gets on this show because he did a wanky motion with a water bottle during a game.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Kyrgios, hot toss, well done, sir.
Nick Kyrgios. Oh, yeah.
Boom, boom. Bit of content submitted by our number one blockhead on the power rankings this week, Kimmy.
Kimmy.
Where she sent it over the shark, Damo, appeared on the...
Greg Norman,
the
yes.
body issue.
Yes.
Is it ESPN magazine,
gee,
I believe?
Gee, he's still got it, doesn't he, the shark?
For a 60-year-old.
The great white shark? Is he stacked. Only 60?
Oh, 65. He's older than that. Like, yeah, he's in his 60s, but yeah.
He's
still
in
stacked.
Incredible shape.
If I looked at it at 60, I'd get my cock out too.
Yeah.
Just on the street.
I think you got to beep that one.
Oh, that one's fine. In the supermarket, like wherever.
Just wherever you go.
Just wherever.
Yeah.
Just there you go.
Not just the golf course.
Yeah. Just wherever you are.
Yeah.
And I say credit to him. Tip of the hat. But it's a nice hot toss.
Well, don't tip the hat. We'll see everything.
We will. Yeah. And nothing like a bit of shark dong to kind of get us on our way. We're at the end of the show, Damien.
Is he still available? The shark?
Still single.
Hasn't he been divorced about half a dozen times?
He has, but you know, when he's looking like that. There's no shortage.
He won't be on the market very long.
Exactly.
Make your move, ladies.
Yep.
Make your move.
Plenty of bass lining up.
Yep.
Golden Girls facts to wrap up the show.
Beautiful stuff.
The kitchen set was a hand-me-down, believe it or not.
Really?
I feel like this show's been a dud because we haven't talked enough Golden Girls, in all honesty.
Yeah, and half of the show was cut out with the audio problems.
we'll find a way to piece together a podcast.
Okay.
The main reason for its particular design was that it was set as a set left over from another short-lived Harris sitcom called It Takes Two.
It Takes Two.
It starred
Richard
Crenna and Patty Duke Aston as a dual career couple. Mm. He was a doctor, she was a lawyer, with two teenage girls.
Fantastic.
I don't know how that
So is BE now also writing the Golden Girls facts? Or is that you?
No, it's BE.
Oh, see, we got to get him two paychecks.
No. That's all part of it.
It's part of the contract.
Because we end up throwing out half of his report.
That's fair.
Because we always forget to do the back end.
That's true.
No, we did do the whole report this week, didn't we?
No, we didn't do any of the sports stuff. I think we should just put a memo out to BE from the UK in regards to the UK report. Look, just ditch the sports component
completely. He tweeted me earlier in the week and he goes, should I just ditch the sport report? I'm like, yeah, I would.
Well, see, he's ahead of the game.
I would.
He knows.
Yeah,
he knows the way the show's trending.
All right. So to wrap up.
Yes.
to the blockheads out there.
The blockheads.
You got a week to before the updated rankings come out.
If you want to get on the power rankings.
You want to get
on
the power rankings.
Don't
let me down. Quick plugs before we go.
Quick plugs. TAVshow.com, of course. Greeno, the starting block one. We'll drop the K at the end on the Twitter, but don't follow it. The startingblock.podbean.com, Periscope, stream.me, and YouTube. Thanks
That's
for joining us.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you. If I say that your tongue is vicious, if I call you uncouth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell